Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and the disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You're the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. For the past 2 weeks, we've been reading the first book of the Bible, which is the book of Genesis. Beginning of last week, you heard of the creation, God creating. In 6 days, and the seventh day, he rested. You heard of the creation of Adam and then Eve. You heard also of the test, which both of them failed. It's called original sin. You heard of the first murder called fratricide, Cain actually killing his own brother. And over the past 3 days, you've been listening to the story of Noah. Noah, who entered the ark with his small family and the animals. And then God sent down a deluge in which the whole world, all living creatures aside from those in the ark, were annihilated, destroyed, demolished. Then there was the rainbow in the sky. And it stopped raining after 40 days and 40 nights, and Noah came out of the ark with his family and the animals. And today you heard two times what was the first command to Adam and Eve, the first command in the Bible, which was increase and multiply. Increase and multiply. Okay, probably in the world today it's the commandment that most people totally reject. Of all the commandments of God, this is probably number one that's rejected today. Reading excerpt of possibly the greatest encyclical of John Paul II, Evangelium Vitae. And he speaks about abortion and contraception. They're separate realities, but they're closely interrelated. It is what we might call the culture of death, saying no to life. I'd like to tell a short personal anecdote and then we're going to speak about the damage of contraception, the damage. Who on earth is not using contraception? Almost everyone is using contraception today. That's wrong. Okay, an anecdote. June 26, 1954 was a very important day. A young couple married in Detroit. And March 27th, the following year, they had their first child. So that they had their first child 9 months and one day after they were married. Okay, then 11 months later, they had their second child. That second child happens to be the person that's speaking to you right now, okay? In other words, that was my parents. So they had their first child 9 months and one day after they were married. They were raising, enlisting four teenagers at the same time. But I always saw my parents very happy. My dad had he worked on Wall Street, so kind of a high-tech job in the capital of the world, economic capital of the world. They were, God, send us as many kids that you can. And there are articles written, one of the reasons why we have less vocations to the priesthood is the contraceptive mentality. I think it's kind of a no-brainer. If God wanted you to have 10 kids and you only had one, there's 9 children that were never born, from which God could have chosen to become priests or religious. So the contraceptive mentality, it is so widespread. So let's talk about the negative effects. Then another homily, we'll talk about the importance of natural family planning. Number one is this. We have some people in the church now that are nurses or nurse practitioners, or we've got maybe a couple of doctors here. So it's not really my realm of proficiency, but I've studied enough to know that the use of contraception wreaks havoc within your body. Can't be more blunt than that, huh? It wreaks havoc within your body. If you're taking a hormonal contraception, it's your body goes berserk. And if you just read in the little letters, in the little paper that you have, that the FDA says has to be in the contraceptive pill, there are so many negative effects: high blood pressure, obesity, lessening of libido. With a high blood pressure, you can get brain aneurysms, you can get heart attacks. I mean, you name it. Let's be blunt. It's moral suicide. That's what John Paul II says. St. John Paul II says that sin is moral suicide. So on a biological level, you're damaging your body. Number two is that it sometimes happens after the couple gets off the use of the contraception. They want to have kids, then they can't have kids. How ironic, huh? And they end up their life without having any kids, and God wanted them to have 10. Number three. And as a side note, the best talk Probably the best talk ever done on this was done about 40 years ago by Janet Smith. Contraception, why not? All of you should listen to that. Janet Smith, PhD. In her talk, which is about 75 minutes, she says that when the contraception is being used, the woman feels like an object. You hear me? Hello? The woman feels she's being used as an object. It's not love, it's selfishness. Number four. Okay, parents. How can parents teach their children chastity if they're not living it? Come on. That's hypocrisy. You're telling your daughter not to have premarital sex. You're telling your son not to live together. But you're not living it. And often parents will come to me and they say, my daughter, she's going out with a boyfriend. Well, look, lady, you've been living with your boyfriend for 25 years. What do you expect? You're living with your boyfriend. I've told you 15 times to get married in the church, and you rejected me. Now you come here, you come to me with your daughter who has a problem when she's 17 because she got a boyfriend. Come on, wake up and smell the coffee, pal. Can't give what you don't have. And the worst thing is this, the fifth effect. You know, I can go on and on and on. Very important topic. Is those who use contraception are committing a mortal sin. Pope Paul VI, in his revolutionary document, is called Humanae Vitae. 1968, we celebrated the 50th anniversary last year, says that the use of contraception is intrinsically disordered. That's philosophical language, right? Let's put it in catechetical language. The use of contraception is a mortal sin. I am the vine and you are the branches. The branches cut off from the vine will be thrown out and thrown into the fire. That's Jesus, John 15, okay? And let me tell you the saddest thing. Saddest thing is that the church is divided on this topic. That's the saddest thing. What would happen if all priests and bishops were united on this issue? That, I think, is the most serious topic, is that priests and bishops are divided on this topic. So they're starting the meeting with the bishops and the priests today on sexual abuse, starting today. I ask you to pray for the Pope, pray for the bishops, pray for the priests. And really what I'm preaching on today is indirectly related to that meeting today. The whole idea is chastity. Janet Smith said it would be a good idea to have a year of chastity for priests. I think that's a great idea. What do you think? Great idea. Great idea. Heard that on Relevant Radio about 2 months ago with Father Matthew. Great idea. So let's pray that we understand the teaching of the church, especially on this controversial issue. Don't be moral relativists. You know what that is? You know, you pick and choose cafeteria Catholicism. You can't do that. You have to accept what God teaches through the church. So let's pray that we accept this tough issue. Contraception is wrong. You heard the Bible today. Be fruitful and multiply. Amen.